everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, brought to you by Indiana Tennis Network. Glad you're here. A lot of basketball. I mean, a lot of basketball. The man is going to shepherd you through the night with all the scores. It's Network Indiana's Brad Huber.
This Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard update is brought to you by Hills of Brown Vacation Rentals. Get away to beautiful Brown County with a cabin stay at browncountylogcabins.com. Over 100 secluded cabins, many with hot tubs and game rooms. browncountylogcabins.com.
Thank you, Coach, and good evening, everybody. A busy Friday night, the final Friday night of the month of January, is here, and a busy high school basketball night across the state of Indiana. University beat Anderson Prep Academy handily tonight, 72-18. Bar Reeve, winners over Shoals, 54-30. North Decatur beat Batesville, 52-41. Bethany Christian, winners over Oregon Davis, 51-36. Bloomfield, all over North Central Farmersburg, 68-38. Bloomington South, winners over Terre Haute South, 64-59. Blue River over Monroe Central, 50-33. Jay County doubled up Bluffton, 55-28. And Orleans all over Borden, 61-26. They're number one in Class 1A. Ian Hall, leaders for Orleans, with 22 points tonight. Other games, DeMarc Christian beat Calumet Christian, 60-52. Indianapolis Christmas Addicts beat Crystal House Manual, 66-52. Providence over Christian Academy, 51-32. Northview winners over Cloverdale, 64-43. You can tweet at us at IND Sports Talk, all your scores, pictures, and more. We'll have all the scores throughout the night. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Glad you're with us. Brad Huber, glad you're with me. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well, Coach. A busy night of high school basketball. The girls' season ended last night, so we're approaching the fun time of year across the state. February madness for the girls, March madness for the guys. It's always fun when we get to this time of year, with girls' sectional starting just next week.
And an added bonus for all you basketball fans, Brad Huber, the impending nuptials of Brad and his fiancée Holly are coming up in February, right?
That's correct. 2 weeks from tomorrow. I know it's a busy day across the state of Indiana. We'll hope the weather is good for the wedding and for the regional games. Everything else going on across the state.
Well, I'm excited for you. I really am. And excited for Holly and everybody in the family. It's wonderful. It's just so neat that two people like each other, like a lot of the same things. You know, the honeymoon's going to be fantastic. It's going to be one of those basically interactive type of things. You're going to races. You're going to see games. I think it's cool. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, it'll be fun going to Daytona. Holly's never been to the 500, wanted to do that. And then we're going to do Disney World, all four parks during the week, and then take a bus up to Port Canaveral and get on the cruise, go to the Bahamas a couple days. And, it'll be just good to get away for a week and a half and enjoy the new married life, if you will.
There you go. All right, tell me about your Ball State Cardinals. Let's talk about this group. They're playing pretty well, are they not?
Well, they were. Then they came into the buzzsaw of Kent State last Friday night on the road. And, Kent State is a very good basketball team, having only lost games to Gonzaga, Houston, and Charleston, all of whom are ranked in the top 25. All those games were single digits. And then not so hot the other night against Buffalo. They just kind of got trounced at home to the Buffalo Bulls. So hopefully they can turn it around tomorrow afternoon, as they are on the road tomorrow against Northern Illinois, who just beat Kent State this week. So it'll be a tough task for Coach Lewis and the squad tomorrow on the road up in Northern Illinois.
Sounds perfect. Let's talk some girls basketball. Central Noble, 60-12 winners over Cheribusco. Sam Malcolm joins me. Coach, thank you so much for taking time. Congratulations. I hope now that this is the kind of momentum you're looking for to carry you into the tournament next week.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Thank you for having me on. We've had quite a season up here, and senior night tonight, the girls came out. Came out on fire, and we played some really good defense. And, you know, certainly not bragging about the score there, but that's what it was. And it's good to see our three seniors go out on a good note tonight.
You always want to, you know what, you always really, really want that senior night to go well, because those ladies have given you everything they have. They've done everything you've asked them to do. They've led you, as you point out, to a tremendous season. And so you want them to enjoy the night, and sounds to me like you did on both ends.
Yeah, absolutely. And the coolest thing was our Abby Heil that plays the four for us. She's not really a three-point shooter. She's got a good stroke from about 15, but I've been kind of telling her all year that there's going to be a time you're going to get to pull the trigger on one, and she did tonight too. So that was pretty cool for her.
Who else plays well for you tonight, Coach?
We have a young lady named Madison Weiss that you'll hear more about hopefully here in some postseason accolades, that's going to Siena Heights and play up in Michigan. She's our point guard, averages about 18 a game. She's getting a plus six assists, right around six rebounds, just as a coach on the floor, and does a tremendous job. And our other senior, Megan Keebles, a three-point shooter, but does more than that. And she had a good game tonight as well. Madison had 16. Megan had 14. And, you know, it's just been a pleasure to coach those girls. And like you said, what a way to send them off on their senior season.
All right, who are you playing next week?
Well, we're fortunate enough we get to host the sectional that we're in, and with the draw we get to play Prairie Heights on Tuesday night, and looking forward to that matchup. They're part of our conference, and so we get to play them another time.
Hey, Coach. Coach, I hate to interrupt you. I know we get this feedback. I hate to interrupt you. Stay with me, okay, because I want to talk about your sectional. Can you hang with me?
Will do. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. We'll come back, talk some more girls basketball on Indiana Sports.
Symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
Hey, honey, take your blood pressure medication.
Thanks, dear.
Daddy?
Yeah, Mikey.
Are you going to the hospital again for a heart attack?
No, son. Bad medication from a fake online pharmacy sent me to the hospital. My pills didn't have enough of the right medicine for my blood pressure. We learned the hard way that it's important to buy medication only from sites that have either been approved by NABP or that end in dot pharmacy. So we know they're safe. Okay?
Okay, Daddy.
Many rogue online pharmacies sell medications with too much, too little, or the wrong medicine, and counterfeiters may even use harmful fillers to make cheap pills. The National Association of Boards of Pharmacy urges everyone to make sure their online pharmacy is legitimate and to watch in coming months for more websites with a .pharmacy URL. These have been vetted as safe and legal. Learn more at safe.pharmacy, a public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
This Indiana Sports Talk scoreboard update is brought to you by Hills O'Brown Vacation Rentals. Check out great weekday specials on secluded stays in the woods of Brown County. Over 100 secluded cabins. BrownCountyLogCabins.com. BrownCountyLogCabins.com.
There were a couple of college basketball games tonight. The Purdue-Fort Wayne Mastodons, they fell to Cleveland State 79-74. IU South Bend winners over Kent State Tuscarora West in Philadelphia, Ohio, 61-57. That in college basketball tonight. The Indiana Pacers dropped their 9th out of 10 as they fall to the Milwaukee Bucks, 141-131. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 41 points for the Bucks. They get the win in the divisional battle. G League basketball, Lakeland Magic beat the Fort Wayne Mad Ants 128-121. ECHL hockey, Jacksonville Icemen scored 2 goals in the third period. They beat the Indy Fuel 5-4. Fort Wayne Comets lead the Iowa Heartlanders 3-1 after the second period. Back to basketball we go. Daleville was all over Union Modoc 72-13. Danville winners over Tri-West in a Hendricks County battle 72-57. Delphi defeated Tri-Central 64-57. Delta beat Wapahoe. Wapahani beat Delta 57-49. East Central by a bucket over Columbus East in the tight one, 47-45. Elkhart beat the Jimmies of Jimtown 54-32. Evansville Christian winners over Gibson Southern 60-42. Evansville Day over Wood Memorial 88-55. Evansville North beat North New Albany 65-60. Fountain Central over Faith Christian 62-36. Well, more scores throughout tonight. You can tweet us at IND Sports Talk. For Network Indiana Sports, I'm Brad Huber.
Chris Norton from WITZ joins me. Jasper tonight, 46-34 winners over Northeast Dubois. Chris, it's great to hear your voice. Good win for the Cats over Dubois tonight.
It was a great win. The Wildcats sweeping the county. Coach, thanks for having me on. They go 3-0 against Southridge, Forest Park, Northeast Dubois, which, as you know, is no easy feat. And the added extra difficulty
not at all.
Would be doing so in Dubois. So taking a win away on their floor for tonight. I mean, it was back and forth really the first quarter. The Jeeps would answer every Jasper run. Jasper would do the same for Northeast Dubois, where Jasper really pulled away was in the second quarter, scoring 9 straight, leading by a dozen at half. The Jeeps would get it back to 7 with the 3 ball in the air to cut it to 4, but couldn't quite find that shot to get it close. Much like the first half, every time the Jeeps started to put a run together, Jasper was able to put an end to it, including our first alley-oop of the year. We saw Grant Young lob it up for Andrew Noblet. Seen him do it in practice, finally getting one to go in the run of play. So 46-34, as we said. But, you know, it was a game that felt a lot closer. You just felt like Northeast Dubois more than capable of stringing together a couple of possessions, and Jasper kept him at bay just for long enough.
Well, I mean, you know, Dubois is good, play well at home. You got the home crowd. You know what happens? You string a couple together, things start to get a little interesting. So, yeah, you can – no lead's protected in a situation like that.
Not at all. Not at all. And it came through working down low. Griff Heil, 6'5", he was on the bench in foul trouble. Now, so was Northeast Dubois' center, Gage Sheppers. But Will Wallace normally plays the 4 role. He would go for 14. And then really, you know, you put it in the hands of a senior in the fourth quarter. Grant Young had struggled at the free throw line throughout the season, went 4-4, scored all 8 of his points in that fourth quarter. And on the other side, Northeast Dubois struggled with the 3-point ball, which is a big part of their offense, especially considering the height advantage that Jasper had this evening.
All right, so are we all set, ready to go next week for some girls' sectionals?
We are, and before I get to that, by the way, win number 300 for head coach John Gable tonight. Probably should get that in there for him.
Oh, yeah.
I see him tomorrow. The Cats will have New Albany. But, yes, ready to go. Thursday, kind of an oddity in Dubois County. Two of our teams ended the regular season with a team they're also going to be seeing on Tuesday. So Jasper just knocked down Evansville Harrison. They've got him again on Tuesday. Same thing with Forest Park, too. Last I heard, they were in overtime boys basketball, by the way.
All right, so you're calling me next weekend, right?
You're getting a call tomorrow. You're getting a bunch of calls next weekend, yeah.
Outstanding. So is the city of Jasper calmed down now after the announcement of Scott Rowland going into the Hall of Fame, which I think is the coolest thing going?
I don't think it settled down a whole lot. It was an awesome night for, you know, Jasper and DuBois County as a whole to see one of their own get into the Hall of Fame. And I think so many people were anxious. You could tell, you know, throughout the city that people's minds maybe were a little bit elsewhere. But it was an awesome moment. And by the way, my color guy, Terry Gobert, knows a little bit about Scott Rowland. He was his head baseball coach in high school. So it was nice getting the inside track there and texting back and forth. All around an awesome night. And, you know, I've not gotten the chance to meet Scott, but from what I've heard, a humble guy, nice family, does a lot in the community. So couldn't have happened to a better person.
We were early in the beginning of Indiana Sports Talk, and I was in Jasper playing at the annual Baseball Hall of Fame golf outing at Sultan's Run, and Scotty Rowland came up, and you would have thought we had known each other our entire lives. I was really amazed at a guy who's having that kind of success in his life. Oh my goodness! What? I'm not saying anything that the people of Jasper don't already know. What a wonderful guy, Hall of Fame player, no question, Hall of Fame guy. Just a wonderful, wonderful guy, and it's great to see it happen to someone like that. Clearly deserved it. It's just so neat. I mean, when I read it, my wife thought I was losing my mind because I'm walking around my house looking at my phone and yelling at the phone and talking about how great it is. My wife goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "Scotty Rowland in the Hall of Fame." And she goes, "Who is he?" I said, "Come on now, Jasper and all that." She goes, "Yeah, that's even for my wife." She got excited. So that's a pretty big deal. All right, Chris Norton, you're the best. Have Corbin Lingenfelter call me next week, and we'll catch up and do some DuBois County girls basketball. But tonight, Chris Norton from WITZ on the call of the boys, 46-34 winner over Northeast DuBois. Chris, thanks. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Thanks, Coach. Talk to you then.
Thank you very much. Girls sectionals next week. So get out again. Get out and watch some ball. Go out tomorrow and watch some college basketball. Be great if you could get there in person, but if not, you know, this day and age, check out your computer, watch a little TV. Ohio State at IU tomorrow at 7. This will be a knockdown dragout affair. You'll need to strap on the pads for this game. This will be good tomorrow afternoon at 3. Seton Hall at Butler. Ball State Cardinals travel to Northern Illinois. And, they're continuing to play well, even though, as you heard Brad say, they dropped a couple. Northern Iowa at Indiana State. Southern Indiana at UT Martin. Evansville's at Valpo. UND at Lewis. We're going to talk about a number of these games. Coming up on Sunday, Michigan State at Purdue, IUPUI at Cleveland State. There's plenty of basketball out there for all of you. Get out and support it. And it's just that time of year. What a perfect time of year, quite frankly. Again, send us scores, videos, pictures, whatever you can, at IND Sports Talk, hashtag IST, as we get ready for a very, very important weekend in football, fun weekend of football. If you're not a football fan, you can at least get excited about the playoffs as we head into that this weekend. Coming up tonight, lots of basketball. Encourage you to join us tomorrow night. We'll be talking about college basketball and high school basketball. Scoreboard update, top of the hour with the man himself, Brad Huber. This is Indiana Sports Talk.